Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome to Soul Guided Living. I am Laurel Geis, and today our guest is Ellen Fitzke, a licensed therapist, professional school counselor, and author of Conversations with My Soul, Stories and Reflections on Life, Death, and Love After Loss. And today we're going to explore recovering peace after loss. As a therapist struggling with pain and depression after the death of her sister, Ellen is going to share valuable life skills with us, illustrating that it is possible to recover peace after loss. So I want to welcome you, Ellen. I'm so happy that you're here with us today.
Thank you, Laurel. I am excited to be here as well.
It's this is a topic that touches my heart deeply and all of us, because we all experience loss in our lives, whether it's, you know, loss of a family member, a close friend, a family and cherished pet. And, you know, I loved your book so much. First of all, I have to say that Conversations with My Soul is so vulnerable, so much vulnerability, so raw, so honest. I just have to say congratulations on, you know, being so brave to put all of this information out and share it with people, especially being a therapist. That, to me, was just such an exciting angle that you could share from that perspective.
I appreciate you saying that, Laurel. I'm a little choked up because I want the book, you know, to touch other people, and in being able to, as you said, bear my own soul. I'm hoping to lead the way with that and to let others know that, you know, we're not perfect, and we learn just as much exploring the darker parts of our emotions and soul as we do the lighter side. So thank you.
Right. Well, you've touched me deeply. And as I told you earlier, it's just holding the book, I have goosebumps, and it is a beautiful book. And so, Ellen, tell me, what was your inspiration for writing Conversations with My Soul?
It was really an intuitive journey, so to speak. I didn't set out to write a book. Basically, just when I was going through the loss of my sister Patricia and dealing with that grief, I decided to keep a daily journal to try to get my emotions out. It's one of the, you know, tools that I use with clients, and, you know, I decided to express my emotions through words on paper. And, you know, after someone dies and time, you know, escapes us, people forget, you know, they don't remember, or they, you know, people's lives move on, and they forget, you know, that we're still struggling. And I think that's probably as it's meant to be. So I had to try to figure out a way to keep working through the grief that I was feeling, because I was slow in processing Patricia's loss. And, I was led to re-look at that work, and intuitively felt that I could help others through this type of process by writing a book. And so that's how it came about.
And it was, you know, what really touched me was, and you wrote in the book that it, you know, it really takes us about 2 years to move through that loss. And I can't tell you how much it meant to me, because I lost my fiancé many years ago, right before we got married, to cancer.
Wow.
And it was one of those out-of-the-blue experiences where he was diagnosed and he died very shortly afterwards. And I was in a deep depression for 2 years. And I remember everybody saying, you know, and I was, you know, seeking help, and I was getting help, but people were like, you got to snap out of it. And it just took me a long time to process. So when I read your book that, you know, you said that process can, you know, can be 2 years, you're in that almost suspended state, right?
Yes,
you experience, that you're kind of out of yourself. That really helped me. And, you know, depression and that, you know, pain that comes with loss, you know, when you were in that dark place, in that depression, I mean, how did you get yourself out of that depression?
You know, first, I'm sorry for your loss. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter how long ago losses happen in our lives. Mm-hmm. I think we carry that person with us every day, and mm-hmm. we just learn how to cope without mm-hmm. our significant other in our lives. So I am sorry for that. But what has helped me, you know, through the depression and was reaching out to other people.
mm-hmm.
I do that in my work, and
sure.
realized that I had a natural gift right there that, geez, I can get outside of myself and put this away and be of some use to other people. And so
mm-hmm.
I talk about living in the present moment. I
yes.
really tried to focus on just staying in the moment with whomever it was that I was talking to or working
mm-hmm.
with, and take myself off the shelf altogether and be present with another. And that is really what started the road back to recovery. And the other second thing that I did was I worked with hospice. I became
mm-hmm.
a volunteer hospice worker, and
mm-hmm.
I threw myself in the middle of people going through the
mm-hmm.
Loss process, and there are people that are still living with less than 6 months, and
mm-hmm.
I put myself out there to be of service and to try to almost flood myself with that this is part of life. Death is part of life. It's a natural process.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens sooner than we would want it to happen for our loved ones, but we're all going to die. And so it helped me to, I don't know, make it more real in some ways.
Mm. Yeah, I noticed, I read in the book, you talk about the present moment quite a bit and about using mindfulness to stay in the present moment. And why do you think it's so powerful to be able to focus on the present moment?
Because there's no past and there's no future. And so you can recreate yourself every single day. You can, you know, become who it is you're going to be, and that can be somebody different each and every day, because you're not bogged down by past mistakes or decisions that maybe you didn't like, and you're not worried about what's going to happen in the future, what's going to happen to me, you know, how am I going to do this and that, and you just simplify it. It's just, I'm here, this is what I have, I can offer myself, I talk, you know, I can laugh, I can cry, I can
mm-hmm.
hold someone's hand, and experience the moment as it is. And in doing that, wow, there's a lot of gifts and opportunities for happiness, even when we're feeling sad.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Well, today you are listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and our guest is Ellen Fitzke, a licensed therapist, professional school counselor, and author of Conversations with My Soul. And we're exploring recovering peace after loss. So as a therapist struggling with pain and depression after the death of her sister, Ellen is sharing valuable life skills, illustrating to us that it is possible to recover peace after loss. And after this short commercial break, Ellen is going to be back with us, and we're going to dive even more deeply into mindfulness and what we can do to help ourselves, to hold ourselves, and support ourselves as we move through coping with the loss. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and our guest today is Ellen Fitzke, a licensed therapist, professional school counselor, and author of Conversations with My Soul. And today we're exploring recovering peace after loss. This is something that all of us have had experience with, and I am just thrilled that Ellen's with us here today and sharing with us valuable life skills that are helping us to understand and really cognize that it is possible to recover peace after loss. And Ellen, we were talking about mindfulness, and I wanted to ask you, you know, first of all, what does mindfulness mean to you? And then secondly, how can we stay more fully present in the present moment? How do we, you know, stay more awake than asleep as we go through our day?
Consciously choosing our life moment to moment, and It's also being aware of the decisions that we make and possible consequences of those decisions before we do it. So it's being able to take a step back and not just react, but to be able to feel whatever it is we're going to feel. And I can't help that. I can't help the way I feel, but I can certainly help the way I think and act from those feelings. So mindfulness is about that as well, just not reacting to certain situations, but taking a step back. And I call it kind of being like a third party observer to yourself, like, I wonder why I'm feeling that. I'm wondering why I'm thinking that. I'm wondering how I want to respond to that, and putting some thought into it. In terms of being mindful every day, I know one of the things that I do is when I wake up, I say a prayer. I pray. I invite spirit guides. I invite guardian angels and archangels and even those souls that have gone before me that are interested in participating in my day and are for my higher good. So I start the day like that every single day. And the next thing I do in terms of grounding myself is I do some type of morning meditation. And that can be your traditional meditation, or for me, because I'm busy in the morning trying to get myself off to work, I have dogs trying to get them, you know, fed and walked, sometimes I do a guided meditation. And it's all about grounding and putting yourself in a space that you're protected, that you feel like you're at the highest vibration that you can operate at. One of the ones that I love is Christy Marie Sheldon's Love or Above meditation. And you're arming yourself for the day kind of with these tools so that you can be present in whatever it is that happens. The third thing that I do is when I'm driving to work, I try to clear my space, clear my inner space from anything that is still lingering from possibly the day before, any type of, you know, conversations or energies that may feel negative that are still with me. I try to clear them so that I'm able to bring my best self into each and every encounter that I have throughout the day. And then it's a process of just continuing to do that. On my desk at work, I have positive quotes. I have a friend that also sends an email with a positive message. And so it's the daily ritual of being able to read and respond to those in terms of how they fit into my life for that day. And then meeting people as I go about my day, one-to-one, it's just being there, just kind of meeting someone where they are, not expecting, not judging, not putting any type of, putting them into a box in any way, just kind of being open and accepting to whatever it is, and kind of being curious about people and what it is they need. And then, you know, allowing my intuition to help guide me to, you know, be supportive and give what it is I need to give. Along the way, though, too, I have to say that the art of listening, that would be the skill that I feel like I've really worked my entire life to develop. And that's being able to, you know, be present with someone and listen non-judgmentally and, you know, give them unconditional positive regard and, you know, just join with them.
Oh, there's your dog. I love it. Well, let me ask this question. Because you talk about, you know, in the book, you talk about the death of your father and your sister and also one of your dogs, Peter. You know, and it's interesting what I saw in your book were the similarities of, you know, processing grief. If it, you know, was it, you know, a family member, a soulmate, you know, a pet. You know, I saw that you explored all these themes in your book, and I just wanted you to talk about that for a moment because, you know, I've lost, you know, both the fiance and my cat Samantha after 20 years, and that grief was just, I was just as distraught after, you know, she died. So would you just share with us some of your thoughts and, you know, again, coming back and being able to recover from that grief?
Absolutely. There's, you know, grief and experiencing loss, anything that we love, anything that we're connected to, anything that we've once enjoyed, they always remain a part of us. So that's the first thing that I want to say is that they are with us in spirit, and we can connect with them if we want to by going within and just setting that intention. But what I will say is that I agree with you. They are very similar. The process has steps to it, and we don't always take it in a linear fashion. We can be in denial and then leave denial and then come back to it sometimes a year later. And based on how long and the intensity of the emotions that we felt to that person or that animal, that living thing when they were alive, I think also speaks to, you know, for some of us, how long it takes for us to eulogize them and integrate changes in our life that not takes the place of, but new routines since we know we no longer have what we loved with us physically present. So it's a very, very similar process. And a lot of people, I don't think, necessarily understand that if they don't have animals. But if you love and they love you back, it's a very, very powerful bond.
And love is love. And, you know, that was one of the insights I had, you know, after dealing with the losses in my life was that, you know, I literally felt closer to them after they had left their bodies. And it was interesting because I felt like this melding into my heart. And it was like we could be closer because there was no personality anymore. There was only that energy of love. And
yes.
And to be able to hold that in your heart was just a profound experience. That's why this this topic of, you know, grief and recovering from that and really being able to move into, you know, a life where you are balanced and happy again is so important. And, you know, thank you for sharing that, Ellen. And I'd like to ask you, in the book also, I know that you were a Division I basketball coach.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you about this thread. So how does mindfulness, which we were talking about earlier, how does mindfulness really impact peak performance when you're,
yep,
you know, in sports?
Yes, it's, you know, it's funny how things in life are all interconnected, just like we're
right?
all interconnected. There's a lot of concepts that are interconnected. I have to say that, you know, myself playing sports and then taking that on as a profession, and now
mm-hmm.
I still coach my high school team, sport has really taught me a lot about life and adversity and overcoming and picking yourself up and teamwork and all that, on all those good things. In terms of the mindfulness, though, one of the things that we try to teach athletes when
mm-hmm.
they're about to perform is
mm-hmm.
to really focus, and to sometimes the focusing, you know, happens before the peak performance, and then it's a matter of relaxing and letting go and kind of just letting the game come to you. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times athletes will have their best performance by doing that, by, you know, just, you know, preparing the best they can, and then come game day to kind of just get into the flow and to not try too hard, not
mm-hmm.
try to do it all, especially in a team sport, and to just kind of get into the game and the other players on the team and let it come to them. And it's great to see. You can tell from watching from the spectator's point of view and from the
mm-hmm.
coaching point of view when you have a player that's really in the zone, so to speak. So it's a wonderful way to really bring out the peak performances in athletes.
Well, thank you for that. And I just want to, you know, remind all of our listeners that Ellen's book, Conversations with My Soul, I mean, it's such a multi-level, multi-dimensional book, and I encourage everyone to get a copy. And so, Ellen, what is the best piece of advice you have ever received?
I think it would be that probably that you have to give what you want to receive. So the degree
mm-hmm.
that I can give to someone else what it is that I need, then they will be able to give that back to me. So if it's understanding or compassion, joy, non-judgmental, I have to be able to give that first. And when I can give that to someone else, then I will be in a position to receive it. So how that translates into my own life is, I think people are basically selfish human beings, and I don't think that's
mm-hmm.
a bad thing. I probably give too much, and I suffer from low self-esteem. And
mm-hmm.
when I started to learn how to give to myself,
mm-hmm.
my self-esteem improved. I didn't learn that naturally or didn't come into the world with it like some other people. So I had to learn how to make myself a priority and not always
mm-hmm.
put other people first.
Mm-hmm.
So even with that, if I want someone to accept me, I have to be willing to accept them first. If I am struggling with someone and I'm not understanding their viewpoint, and I'm not able to get to where they need me to be, I try to step back and say, okay, let me take that leap of faith. Let me trust. Let me
mm-hmm.
go and give what it is they need. And invariably, it comes back that I get what I need too.
Beautiful. That is a beautiful piece of advice. And Ellen, could you tell our listeners where they could get a copy of your book, Conversations with My Soul?
Sure. It's available on Amazon.com, BorderBooks.com, BalboaPress.com, and it's available in paperback, and it's also in digital version.
Beautiful. Well, Ellen, I want to thank you for being with us here today, and as I said at the beginning of our time, just for being so vulnerable, so open-hearted, and so willing to share your story. with all of us. There's a lot that we can learn from you. So thank you very much for being with us today.
I very much appreciate you having me. I had a blast, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to speak to people through this medium, and I really appreciate the time that you gave me.
Thank you, sweetheart. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to Soul Guided Living, and connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free guide to soul journaling. We talked about journaling today, and like me on Facebook, so every morning you'll receive inspiration to support your journey of living your soul's calling. And join me next week when our guest will be Peggy Kornegger, author of a new book, Lose Your Mind, Open Your Heart. And she's going to share with us her thoughts on living from the heart and how that relates to the transformative times that we are now all experiencing. And she will explore expansive possibilities that are opening up for all of us and how we can access limitless love in our lives. I know this is going to be a powerful conversation that you won't want to miss. So join me next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern and 12 noon Pacific. And remember to visit our Vivid Life Radio archives and listen to past shows to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com. Sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.